Alright, here's some of my visitor questions. Okay, here's so I'm just gonna read through some of these real quick because a lot of them we've discussed.
I don't mind negative ones either, Pat. That's fine.
You know, I honestly, there is not a negative one in here. Let me see. I can read you some of these.
Just ask me whatever you feel like.
The first one, and I'm not asking you, so I'm just gonna read you some of the responses
okay.
I got. Is does he already have a third world record elk spotted? I know the last two he had seen on many occasions prior to killing them.
You want me to answer these as we go?
Sure, give it a shot.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I only have one world record elk. I had the extreme good fortune, and it was just pure dumb luck, to shoot another elk last year that has the possibility after panel measurement to be a world record. It could go either way. I didn't spot that animal ahead of time. As a matter of fact, I hunted hard and thought I might burn my tag. I just poked my nose in a canyon I'd never been in before and found that elk and managed to bag him 3 days later. I don't have the luxury of just going out and scouting for elk in the off season. I'll hit the ground running in early September, and I won't know what there is in my area ahead of time. I don't have anybody out there scouting for me. I never have done that in my life, and that was one of the comical things. One of the rumors that I heard was flying around about my 2000 elk, both in chat rooms and hunting camps and whatnot, was that I had a bunch of people scouting for me for that elk. I've never done that with any animal, so. I'm going to go to an area that I know has good genetic potential and light hunting pressure, and because it's so darn tough, and hope for the best. This is a severe drought year in the West, and I'm going to be kind of surprised if I see a standout bull elk this year, because I think the antlers are going to be stunted this year. But you never know for sure.